Amen. Are you ready for today's teaching? Look up then and sit up. Learning to pray the Lord's Prayer. I'd like you to know the only instance in the Bible that Jesus taught prayer was this instance. Please understand this. And I have said, you cannot be said to be praying until your prayer conforms to the Lord's Prayer mandate. Say amen. So I'd like you to know two things. That the only place that Jesus taught prayer in the New Testament, in the whole of the Bible, is this instance. Matthew chapter 6, Luke chapter 11. So if you want to know how to pray, this is your source. You don't go to Moses. You don't go to Elijah. You don't even go to David. We are followers of Jesus. Number two. And the only prayer he taught is this prayer I'm trying to explain to us. So if you don't listen to this, there is nothing anyway. Say amen. On this note, I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. He said, this matter, reading from the King James, I will explain. He said, this matter, it's a legal language. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand, that's the verdict, by the word of the holy ones to the intent, so that all may know among the living that the Most High, the Sovereign Lord, rules in the kingdom of man. We are talking about kingdom prayers. Our prayers are non-starter until they are kingdom. Now, why did I read this? Because today I'm going to talk about kingdom praying agents and the work they do. Agency in prayer. When we ask Jesus to teach us to pray, he made us prayer agents. Say, I am a prayer agent. Very, very important. We see this agency being practiced in the days of Persia, Nebuchadnezzar. If you analyze this passage, verse 17, he mentions a certain matter. Several Bibles render it differently. You know, the original language has different shades. And each translator pick only one in context to demonstrate what they want to say. The word matter over there refers to an order. That same order, he calls it a decree. An order is given by the decree of the watchers. So listen, the decree of the watchers, or the decree, is qualified by watchers. It was the watchers who made the decree. Take note of that. So I'd like you to highlight these words. Order or matter, decree, watchers, demand. So first of all, what banish? There was a sentence. Say sentence. Other versions also say this sentence. It sounds like a courtroom. God is king. He has a court. And there are players in that court. Amen? So, a sentence was passed on Nebuchadnezzar. For what? For what? He had defied the Most High God. Who passed the decree? So he said, this decree was passed by the watchers. Who are the watchers? Quickly, the watchers, we have angelic watchers. Then we have human watchers. Simply put, watchers are intercessors. Watchtower. You hear of something called prayer watch? The watchers issue the decree. And the demand, the word demand over there is the verdict. Say verdict. There's a difference between judgment and verdict. Can I tell you? This is professional. Glory to Jesus. The verdict has to do with more than one person. The jurors, they return with verdicts. More than one person. So a number of people, it could be a number of angels, angelic watchers, decide that this Nebuchadnezzar, we have to show him where power lies. Or Daniel, a human watcher, and his three Hebrew boys were praying. It could be any of them. Amen. I have my position. It is simply Daniel. It is Daniel and his people observing Nebuchadnezzar and the way he was running affairs. Said, nah, we must report this matter. The work of an agent. We must report this matter to heaven. Heaven must hear this. And this king must know that, look, although you were a king, there's a kingdom that surpasses you. Amen. So, they brought the verdict. And these are people on earth observing happenings. Said, no, this thing must not continue. Pardon my language, somebody said, this nonsense must stop. And Nebuchadnezzar was testifying what happened to him. You see, when the sentence was given, it was just a statement. You are banished for 7 years into the animal kingdom. Go and stay there. After 7 years, you will know where power lies. But something went on. Advocacy, pleadings, prayers were made. Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10 will tell you the prayer agency of Daniel. So Daniel saw himself as an agent, praying agent. In chapter 9, he opened the book, the wheel. He opened the book and detected that they were to stay in that place for 70 years. And based on the book, he started praying. Do you understand that? You don't begin to pray until you have opened the Bible. What is the promise? Open it. Don't shake. Open it. Amen. So the Daniels are praying agents. What shall I say of Elijah? Elijah says, listen to me. One of Elijah's favorite statements was this. Before God, whom I stand. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. He went to the king. Said, I tell you, O king, before God, whom before God, whom I represent, there will be no rain. There will be no dew. And look at that. He said, by my word. Hey! Not by the word of God. You see the decree? By my word. What he's saying is that I decree, not I declare. There's a difference between I decree and I declare. You declare what is decreed. Amen? But the same prayer agent says, I decree before you. There'll be no, if I have locked the heaven. What was happening? And if you read chapter 17, chapter 18, through to 19, you will realize that the man was representing God on earth. He was so jealous for God. That is what we are supposed to do in our prayers. Amen. Say, I am a praying agent. I represent heaven on earth. I represent heaven on behalf of my family and my nation. So Elijah is one such praying agent. He knew what he was doing. And he did it with that awareness and produced great results. What about Joshua? I'll come to the New Testament, don't worry. They are there. Joshua, another praying agent. Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. What do you call a human being talking to God? It's not prayer. Huh? It's prayer. So, Joshua chapter 10, the famous son, stand still. Don't move. What? Human being? Before that happened, the record, if you read it, Joshua chapter 10 is part of your assignment this week. If you read it, it said, and Joshua spoke to God. Are they friends? No. That is prayer. A confederacy of kings had come against them. That battle was not even for the people of God. It was Gibeon, because they had aligned with them. The Amorite kings wanted to fight them. So Gibeon called on Joshua, come and help us. And so they were. That is where you see that if you represent God, where? God was sending stones from heaven. And can I tell somebody with my eyes open? Those stones that God uses in battle, they are still available. The stones have not finished. In these 40 days of power, as to stand as a prayer agent, pleading on behalf of your people, may God release the stones. May God release the stones. But this is the point. Joshua, aware of who he was in prayer and his authority, commanded nature, stop. And he stopped. Praying people are powerful. And James says, you are one of such, because Elijah was like us. With human failings and passions, the man was a afraid man. Yet, he could stand before God. He could stand before the politician and say, look at me in the eyes. You want to challenge God? I stand for God. I tell you in 3 days. 3 days, if you don't die, then I will die. Who can say this? Can you say this? You have not exercised yourself in prayer this way. So you think you can't say it. My dear, if you are in prayer, this thing will come automatically. Elijah said, before God, whom I stand? Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Amen. I am talking about prayer agency and the authority that comes with it. Say amen. In the New Testament, we see Peter and Paul demonstrating this authority. In Acts chapter 13, there was a certain man called Elymas. He was a sorcerer, a diviner. Paul had gone into the region trying to preach the gospel, and this man was distracting. Acts chapter 13. And the whole community respected that witch doctor. And so when Paul got there, he was trying to also raise his shoulders. Paul got angry. He said, look, you son of wickedness. I command you. I decree. I don't declare. I decree. You'll be blind. Not permanently. Hey, that is Christian love. This one is not Elijah typo. This one is Christian love. Amen. You'll be blind for a season. Hey. This one too. Why? In a bid to advance the kingdom of God. Listen to this. In a bid to advance and protect the will of God, the interests of God on earth, through your prayers, any contrary voice, anyone that stands against, you have the authority to decree against them. You have the authority to decree against such people. Except you don't know what you do in prayer. But now you know, anytime you stand to pray, one is kingdom, two, you are an agent, be aware of what you can do. Be aware of what you can do. Be aware of what you can do. So, you ask the Lord to teach you how to pray? The Lord's Prayer. You see the implication in the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, 16:2. There was this young girl, full with spirit of divination. I come following Paul and Co. These are the great men of God who has come to us. As if he was praising them. But the thing was irritating. Amen. It was irritating. So you can imagine in a church where somebody is prophesying. Hey, he's a great man of God and all of that. But you know, this thing, it doesn't match. Irritating. Paul turned and cast out. He was, come out of here. What time? Come out. And he came out. Only to realize that that girl was sponsored by a whole group of people. She was making business for them. As a result of that, he sacked Paul from the region. Amen. Say after me, in prayer, I represent God on behalf of my family, my nation, my church, and everyone. Hallelujah. So these agents, in closing, these agents enforce the will of God in private prayer and public advocacy. You start in private. Your prayer life is not a public thing. It's a closet thing. So you represent God in private prayers and also come out publicly and speak. And speak the mind of God on the matter. Amen. It is very, very important. Say after me, I know who I am. Say that again. I know who I am. I know whom I represent. That's the Lord's Prayer. So Jesus made us prayer agents, and the church is God's agency on earth. Amen. We seek the interest of our principal, God. We have said agents are clothed with authority. The authority of the king, the authority of the principal. And that authority is to advance the will of God on earth. What is the authority? It's to decree and declare. Decree and declare. What are you declaring? The word of God, the will of God, the judgments of God, the orders of God. That's why next Sunday we are coming here and we are just locating God's judgment, decisions in the Bible, and we declare them. That's an agency work. They declare, God has said this and it must be established. They also decree, because of that authority, they can take decisions that the principal has not already told them. That's where the decree comes in. Otherwise, the decree remains in the domain of the principal. But because they have that authority, amen. That is the authority, that is the power we praying persons have. So you stand in prayer. It's so exciting if you know these things. You pick the word of God. And first of all, you announce yourself. Who is it that says a thing? And it comes to pass when God has not ordered it. So I use this to clear the path. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, only what God has said concerning this nation, concerning this church, concerning my family, shall come to pass. Then you begin to list them. Begin to list them. You begin to list them. You begin to declare them. Begin to prophesy them. Amen. I've said all of these things. So in closing, when we ask Jesus, Master, teach us to pray. He taught us to pray. And what was the prayer? Kingdom. Go and advance the kingdom. Go and advance the will of the kingdom. He made us representative of heaven on earth. And the role of the representatives, the role of the agents in prayer is that, number one, if it is not good, it is not God. Number two, protect the will of God on earth, like Daniel, like Elijah, Joshua, Paul, and Peter did. My question, as I close today, are you aware of who you are in prayer? Are you aware of who you are in prayer? According to the only prayer Jesus taught us, are you aware of who you are? You must know the will of God. Like Daniel, open the Bible and pray the Bible. Pray the provisions. The Lord bless you. If you understand what God has made you, appreciate God once again in a clap. Amen.